Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Every time John Orlans clears his throat, an angel loses a feather from his wings.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Irvine.
All right, that's enough of that. A-hole drink. 713-780-3776. How about, what about this? A couple of things, but we got to get to. SMU Sonny is here. How about the ACC says we're looking at SMU? Why would the ACC look at SMU?
I have no idea.
I mean, that's dumb. No, it's intellectually challenged. No. What is it?
Intellectual. Insecure.
Insecure. That's right. For the ACC to be looking at SMU. But here's SMU, Sonny. What do you say, Sonny?
Yeah, I mean, SMU, we are, I think we're the top name. I mean, we beat all these teams that are going to Power Five. So, yeah, it makes sense. But, yeah, we'll see how that shakes out. Can't wait for the season. I just want to shout out Gilbert. The real ones know when people ask you your score, you don't just give out what you shot. You just get, you give out what, how many under par you were. So congrats on the 8-under round, Gilbert. The real ones know, hey, Sonny, what'd you shoot? Oh, I was 3, you know, 1. I'm going under par. So shout out Gilbert for that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a great.
Also, I wanted to say, I don't know if you guys know Dan and Jake on the ticket up here in Dallas. But they just, like, broke off from the ticket. It was a great station. They have a great show. And it kind of reminded me of you guys. Like, so now they're kind of on their own. And I think it'd be awesome if y'all could somehow get them on and pick their brains on kind of what's happening. Because y'all kind of had the same path. And, they'd be good kind of it'd be good content. They're really funny. I mean, they're nothing like John and Lance. But just thought it'd be good to reach out to those guys.
Do you guys want other radio hosts on your station, on your show?
No, we don't even want these radio hosts.
John doesn't like the radio hosts who work here.
Your teammates?
Why would we want? No. Thanks for the suggestion there, Sonny. But no, thank you. No. Yeah, we don't. I don't.
Actually, those two guys are being sued by the ticket.
They are.
Yeah, I just googled the Dallas Morning News. Says the ticket parent company sues former co-hosts Dan McDowell and Jake Kemp. I don't know why. It's like when you got no, you didn't get sued. They just screwed up.
What? No, I sued
them.
They
didn't pay. Yeah, you got to sue them.
I sued them.
And they're like, fine, just go.
Yeah.
Lance, get your lawyer ready. What? Well, I'm just sitting here minding my own business. What are you talking about? I'm minding my own business.
Yeah.
Why do I have to get a lawyer? Just do it.
So did you hear what Dana Brown said about Kyle Tucker?
Yeah, he thinks he's going to be back. He's acting like...
No, it's a priority.
It was a proclamation. He's coming back.
He's coming back. He's going to sign him to a long-term deal.
Be careful now.
Yeah, Dana.
You better know something that we don't know.
Well,
have
Dana
you talked
is
to,
the guy who would sign him.
I know, but have you talked to Kyle
about this?
Tucker's agent and Jim Crane about this? Does Jim Crane know you said this out loud with your mouth on a radio show?
Dana, what you doing with that mouth, though?
Apparently getting everyone happy about Kyle Tucker being back.
Yeah.
Because when I saw that, I'm like, damn, that's a strong proclamation to make.
Strong proclamation. I really don't think that there's any chance. Did you? And I love Kyle Tucker. When he hit the grand slam, he just goes back to the dugout. It's like, there's not like, he doesn't have that whole, it doesn't look like there's highs and lows for him, if you want to know the truth. It really doesn't look like. He just went back to the dugout. Yeah, hey, everybody. It wasn't. He didn't even really smile. And then he hit the home run last night. Back-to-back homers. Grand slam, two-run homers. And he was just like going back to the dugout, you know.
Yeah, act like you've just, been there. He's been there.
This is what I do.
He's been there.
This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But that Dana Brown is proclaiming, oh, no, we're going to sign Kyle Tucker.
I mean, it made me feel good. You still got a couple years to go. But I'm thinking, what if he signs them, they buy out like a year of free agency?
Kyle Tucker
like, hey, that doesn't count.
Kyle Tucker can't be all that pleased with him since they beat him in arbitration. He wanted 7.5. They've said 5, and the arbiter decided 5 was the right number. And when you win an arbitration case, and it, you know, especially when it's, you have to give negative things about the player, and the player knows that you're talking negatively about him. And no, he shouldn't be 7.5 million. He should be 5 because this, and this. That's not always great for when you're going to negotiate long-term deals for him. But I don't know. Maybe Dana Brown. Maybe they're getting close. Maybe they are on the same page.
I mean, that'd be great news.
Yes.
If it happens this early in advance, then that means that. I mean, basically, it would be about buying out Tucker's next 2 years, but it'd have to be a substantial number. I mean, you'd have to buy that out at the tune of probably almost a full amount, like $35 million.
You know what's surprising is that they did beat him, although 5 was probably a closer number to Kyle Tucker. But when you Shohei Ohtani got $30 million in arbitration, are you kidding me? Shohei Ohtani, that's the biggest. Not, you know, where they didn't have to pay a guy $30 million they gave him. I don't know what Kyle Tucker's worth next year, but if you negotiate a deal with him now, it will be substantially more than he will make in arbitration.
Oh, yeah.
It will be.
Yeah, and which is good for Kyle Tucker. I mean, you add that on to the years. Yes. If it's going to be $20 million, you know, if it's going to be $15 million more, then you make an arbitration times 2 years, $30 million more, then you amortize that over, you know, over an 8-year contract, then, you know, you're talking about an extra $3.5 million per year. But that's why I think you'd almost have to get to like $35.5 million. You'd have to be at $35 million, and then you're adding three, you know, it turns into basically a $38-39 million a year contract, which is, you know, and then you're going to have Yordan like, hey.
38-39? What are you talking about? He ain't getting no. They ain't going to do no deal like that.
That's what it's going to take.
No.
I don't know what Dana Brown's thinking. Have you seen Kyle Tucker lately?
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker play baseball in the last three years?
30 is the number for guys right now. You're going up to 38, 39?
Because why do you think in 3 years? Yes.
No.
His agent knows what the number's going to be. First of all, Ohtani is going to get
Ohtani,
a number.
Ohtani, you can't go by Ohtani.
I know you can't, but Ohtani, you're going to get a number.
Yeah.
You're still going to get a number. You'll say, okay, we believe the pitching number is this and the hitting number is this.
Well, listen. Anthony Davis got $62 million a year. $62 million a year. It's getting into ridiculousness. Maybe in 2 years, which it's going to be in 2 years. There's no way Kyle Tucker makes 38 average. No way. No way. 38 or 39. There's no way. He can't.
I'm saying buying him out at 35. But what you're doing basically is adding an additional, because of the buyout years where you're paying him so much more than he would have made, you're basically, you know, it's basically like adding an extra $3.5 million onto his contract over 8 years. That's where I'm getting a 38, 39. But 35 is my number for him. But you have to do it early. Well, I mean, why would his agent do a deal?
I don't think any of them.
Honestly, why would his agent do a deal?
But he ain't getting 35 on the open
market. Well, then you ain't getting no Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, I don't believe it's going to happen anyway, but Dana Brown does. Time to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you have someone that's about to die, okay? Yeah, apparently that was John Claywell's son that did it, a 17-year-old son. That's who voiced that.
So is this like nepotism? I just want to get my son on the air, so we're going
to. Or his son might have thought about it. I don't know.
Is thinking about killing his dad.
I remember when I was in school, they said we had to come up with a slogan. I was a little kid, and mine was for Morty's Mortuary. You stab him, we slab him. Okay? And so I think it might be that kind of thing.
Is that how Odd Jobs Incorporated got started?
That had nothing to do with Odd Jobs Incorporated. But I think if you're young, you think morbidly, and you laugh at it.
And his dad.
Right now, I'm not thinking. I'm thinking, that's I'm worried about that.
But his dad's a mogul, so killing your dad for him would be very beneficial.
Yeah, no. If I'm his dad, if I'm John Clay Wolf, I'm worried that my 17-year-old's thinking about, hey, how can I sell my car as soon as you're dead? No. But here's the deal is, if you do have someone that's dead or about to die, if they're like Suzanne Summers, apparently.
She's not about to die. Well, it's just a Gilbert prediction by so. Gilbert.
Gilbert said so. If you have someone that is dead or near death, think about selling your car. Give me the VIN.com, okay? That's what John Clay Wolf's son says. If you have somebody that's dead or you know somebody that's dead, sell their car at givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
And did I miss something? Is Dalvin Cook still alive? Is he alive?
Yes, just unsigned.
Zeke?
Unsigned, right?
Kareem Hunt?
He's a Saint.
He signed with the Saints?
Oh, no. Actually, no, they thought he was, but he's visiting the Colts. He already did. Colts,
Yeah. I mean, I was watching quarterback yesterday, as a matter of fact, and Dalvin Cook had a run. He caught a pass and just outran everybody. How this guy? I mean, it's unbelievable the thoughts about running. Are you telling me your team can't use Dalvin Cook? There isn't a team out there that can't use Dalvin Cook.
Well, the thought is he wants to play at home for the Dolphins, being from the Miami area. But the Dolphins drafted a running back in the second round, an A-chain from A&M, who's having a pretty good camp, made a couple of big plays yesterday. You have, in their joint practices with the Falcons, they re-signed Wilson and Mostert. They re-signed their entire backfield from last year, and then they drafted a guy. So they have a price point for Dalvin Cook, and they're like, yeah, we're going to play these, like, four guys. You would be the fourth. We're not going to give you what you want.
In sports, it's so amazing. We are drawing the line at running back. We are drawing the line. We will pay, like I just said, Anthony Davis, who never there.
A center, they're going to pay $60 million to.
$62 million.
33-year-old year.
Yeah, a position that's outdated, okay? Although all the MVPs.
And he's always hurt.
And he's always hurt.
So what do you, okay, so here's the question that comes up. What do you care about how much money he makes?
I don't. I think it's just amazing. We went from, listen, in my lifetime, we went from Nolan Ryan's making $1 million, no man's worth $1 million, to $62 million a year.
In a lot of our lifetimes happened. I think the concern for me isn't how much a young player makes or whatever. It's not that. There's two things. Well, number one, I always get concerned about the health of my organization, what it's going to mean if a player who is not performing to that standard, will it limit what, or even if a player does play really well, will it limit a chance to win a championship or compete at the highest level? That's always going to be a question. But the other thing is, I do worry a little bit. We've seen it happen in college football with coaches' salaries and what has happened there with the greed in that one. What I worry about with professional sports, and really especially basketball, it seems like, is if players will keep trying. Like, will you still get their best effort? And I really think that's a legitimate concern, because once you have FU money, this is not a new term. This is something it was told to me. I'd never heard the term until Dickie Rosenfeld, who hired us at 610. He said, hey, partner, I got FU money. That means if I don't like it, F you. I got enough money and I'm done. Right. Like, if once you get to a certain level where you make a certain amount of money, you don't really, like, you're not beholden to a next contract. You can basically, and I feel like, honestly, I feel like Zion Williamson is there. Once you have so much money that you can live comfortably the rest of your life,
we were
talking, Johnny got FU money just with $8 million.
Yeah, we were talking about running backs and their money. You weren't in here. The thought is that Dalvin Cook, Zeke, Kareem Hunt, they're all out on the street. For whatever reason, we're drawing a line in the sand on running back. We are not going to pay. I just don't, the running back position is the position. I understand. I get the whole argument.
But they lose every other position. Why would they not? Why do you expect owners who lose every other battle once to quarterbacks, wide receivers. They're having to trade players they don't want to trade, like A.J. Brown, that force their way out, Devontae. Why would you not? Okay, but we're going to take a stand on this one because this is...
It's so amazing, though, but I just don't get... I mean, I know that there's teams out there that Dalvin Cook...
But you wouldn't care if it's a guard. We only care because it's a running back and we know those players.
Well, I mean,
better.
A lot of people care right now about Zach Martin. A lot of people
That's a lot of people, but not really.
A lot of Cowboy fans.
But there's a lot more running backs. We're talking about one guard. There's a lot of running backs, but people know these running backs. They're on fantasy teams. You don't care about centers. You don't care about guards. You don't even really care a lot about tackles unless it's your tackle.
Yeah.
You know, with your team. And trust me, Laremy Tunsil knows how to play the game and get what he wants to get.
So it's just amazing to me, though, that these guys who are talented. I'm Zeke. I'm not sure where he is right now.
He's
but
on the
you can side. Use a Kareem Hunt. Well, he's going to go to the Saints. He's going to go into the Colts now. You can use the Dalvin Cook. It's amazing to me that he's not signed somewhere.
Well, so Dalvin has some concerns injury wise. Dalvin had some stuff coming out of college where they were worried about how long the knee would hold up. He had some physical stuff. Do you remember that, Dell? There was some injury stuff with Dalvin, and maybe it was all behind the scenes with the medicals, but Dalvin has had some, and now he's been injured in.
No, yeah.
He's been injured during the year, too.
He looked great last year, though.
But, well, he's very talented.
Yeah.
To me, Dalvin Cook is the first guy I would add to a team. I was shocked the Jets didn't add him. But here's the thing. Veteran running backs are not going to be in a rush to get into camp. This is not any, you're not making any extra money for preseason. You're getting paid for the season. So they're not going to be in any hurry to get into these hot ass camps.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is going to. The running backs will wait. And once we get into like second preseason, like next week, I expect you'll see Dalvin Cook will sign with somewhere. I was surprised it didn't happen previously with the Jets, but you know what? The Jets may have said, Dalvin may have said, and his agent may have said, he really wants to rest up and, you know, keep himself fresh, and the Jets may have said, we're good with that. Let's get it done halfway through camp. I'll bet you he's a Jet.
Well, the thought is his first choice is Miami. We talked about this.
I don't know that's good for Dalvin.
Well, the Miami has an offer. They just have an offer he's not happy with. The Miami say, hey, we drafted a back. We signed our entire back from last year. We'll pay you at this price, but we're not going above
Why?
It.
They've got a billion backs over there. Why are they messing with Dalvin Cook?
Well, because if he wants to come at a reasonable price, they'll take him, but they're not going to give him what he, I guess, thinks is the correct value.
I mean, if I'm Cleveland Browns, I look at him. If I'm the Cincinnati Bengals, I look at him.
What, Cook and Chubb?
Yes, Cook and Chubb. You just had Chubb and Kareem Hunt that was really devastating. Now you get, I would absolutely look to give Deshaun as good a running game as
possible.
Where's
their cap? You know, I don't know where.
Well, that's a problem because I don't know the cap.
And the Bengals, I don't know what the cap is, but they're having issues paying Joe Mixon.
He took a pay cut to stay there.
Is Mixon going to be thrilled if they go pay Dalvin Cook?
I don't think Dalvin Cook's going to get a year, and my guess is $6.5 million to the tops for what he will get.
That's probably why he's waiting. Because the Vikings didn't want to pay him, what, 10 or something?
If he's getting 6.5, he's going to wait as long as he can before the real paychecks come in, which is week one. But make no mistake about it. If you have Dalvin Cook, you got a dangerous dude. I don't know where – I mean, I'm trying to think of other – I think the Rams could use him to go with Cam Akers. I think he's not going to want to play in Chicago.
Why would you play with the Rams?
Well, because the Rams were 1 year removed from being a really good team.
And they were terrible last year.
But they get their quarterback back this year.
Yeah.
I mean, Cooper Kupp, we got to see when Kupp comes back, though. That's a problem.
That's a problem. That's a real problem. I think the Rams are... Do you think
Time may have come and gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, their time probably has
come
and
gone. They're like the Marlins. They bought one, and then it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was a one-hit wonder. 713-780-3776. 713.
Chiefs.
780-3776 if you want to get in here.
What about Chiefs? I mean, I love the idea of the Bills having him with Dalvin, with the two brothers, James Cook and Dalvin Cook.
I
just don't know if he loves cold weather. He's a Miami guy.
With Cannon and Pacheco, does Mahomes need him? No.
What do they care? They're just trying to add as many weapons as possible.
I just don't even think. I think running back is the one of the last things. I mean, Patrick Mahomes doesn't even need that.
No, but why not get another? All I know is what they do is just add playmakers. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, no, it seems crazy. No, you don't need it. But you know what? Would he make you better? I don't Probably.
Yeah.
I think he's better than Isaiah Pacheco. I like how hard Pacheco runs. Dalvin Cook is a more complete back.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, Dalvin Cook is better. I just don't think.
Dalvin Cook gives you what
if McKinnon, I'm going to allocate. Well, listen, they got to get Chris Jones back is what they got to
get.
Yeah,
no, you're right. Chris Jones matters more than anything.
Holy crap.
Because every day that Chris Jones isn't signed is another $50,000 he loses that's not coming back.
No. He's not signed. The only one is Zach Martin. Chris Jones isn't losing $50,000 a day.
Wait, he's not on a rookie deal, though, is he?
No.
You have to be on a rookie deal or you do lose it. Yeah, he's losing it. Nick Bosa's not losing his money. Nick Bosa's on his rookie deal. You lose. Chris Jones, I don't think Chris Jones is on his rookie deal. If you're not on a rookie deal, you lose your money, and it's not coming back. So the two I saw were Chris Jones and Zach Martin. They can't get it back, but Nick Bosa is not going to be fine because he's on his rookie deal. So you can't find somebody on their rookie deal.
Yeah, he's scheduled. At least his base salary is 19.5. He wants an extension at 29 years old, and so he's going to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
According to
I thought Zach Martin was the only one that's losing $50,000
a day. No, it's Zach and Chris Jones. So the rule is this: I didn't know this until last week. Nick Bosa can't be fined, but if you're on your second contract, you can. You can't get fined for holding out because you're on a pre-existing contract.
Yeah. All right. 829 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780-3776 the number if you'd like to get in here 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
You can't keep getting away with it.
Pace is probably a head coach's decision.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, I'm on a story here. Some 11 bets to make this college football season. Texas over 9.5 wins. Yay or nay?
I kind of like it. I think this is the year they finally.
They got to look good.
Finally come back, yeah.
Although, I was there. Like you mentioned it a few times, that Oklahoma State game. If Ewers throws in crappy games like that, I mean, he was awful that day. Maybe he's got that out of his system though. He's another year older.
He is talented.
But
he's a talented player, but the decision making's got to get better.
How many times have we said that the Longhorns are going to be really good and then
I know it's so long that you can't fool me once, fool me twice, fool me three times, fool me 10 times. But I actually think this is the year where Sark has got some guys in the building that he likes. He got rid of some guys that he needed to get rid of. A lot of times when you come into a program that's underperforming, it's just as important about the guys you get out of the building as the ones you bring in. And I think that Sark has got some guys in the building he likes. I think he's got some talent at the skill positions. His offensive line is, you got a lot of linemen coming back. I think this is the year that Texas does, and I don't think it's a killer conference right now. So I think this is the year that Texas finally gets it done with their first. Do you know that this would be the first conference, the first title in the conference since I think the 2009 season?
2009.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's been a minute for the Longhorns.
14 years that you won the conference title. So we'll see if it happens this year, but I think it's going to.
I would think.
Oklahoma's just taking on too much water with Lincoln leaving. I don't think it's going to happen.
But then there's Kansas State that comes up. TCU came up last year. I mean, it's just there's reason after reason after reason and that we think this is the – Texas is back, folks. We'll see. I can't trust them.
I don't know if any of those
– I don't know how you could.
Teams can play at that high a level, though. Spencer Sanders gone from Oklahoma State. You got – TCU lost their two running backs, two wide receivers, their quarterback, their starting interior lineman. They lost a lot. Baylor, to me, I think Dave Aranda does a great job of coaching it up.
Kansas State is always
Kansas State's solid, but they're never like, you know what they are? They're like a poor man's Wisconsin, where they're at the same level every year. Like Wisconsin's always better than you expect them to be, it feels like. And then everyone likes to talk about Ohio State and Michigan, but Wisconsin stays there right below Ohio State. And a lot of times they were better than Michigan in many of those years and Penn State. But they weren't a sexy team, so no one really liked talking about them. Kansas State's kind of like that, but to me, their cap is 8 wins. What about your guy? How come you're not talking about your boy at Kansas?
Yeah, no. I You don't think that they could upset Texas? Absolutely they could.
Lance Leipold and Jalen
Daniels,
yeah. It's Jalen, right? Yeah, Jalen.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of disrespect for the defending Big 12 champions.
Do what?
I'm hearing a lot of disrespect for the defending Big 12 champions.
Who was it? It wasn't TCU.
It was Kansas State.
Kansas State, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care that they're defending Big.
You're asking Texas and Sark Willis.
And the team that lost to him went to the national championship.
You're asking Sark to do something he's never done before.
Yeah, win.
Well, that, but specifically lose less than four games in a season.
Yeah.
That's what you're banking on, something he's never done in a full season.
I know. No, I know.
How about Notre Dame under?
Wait, has he never done that as a head coach?
As a head coach, he's never lost less than four games.
Really?
In a full season. He lost 2 1 year, but that was because he was drunk, and then they had to get rid of him.
Are you trying to say he knows how to lose?
I'm saying he's consistently...
Knows how.
Consistently lost four games or more.
Okay.
I'm watching Jordan Love's arm talent. It looks pretty good. Notre Dame, under 9 wins. I like Sam Hartman. You guys like Sam Hartman?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I don't know enough about Notre Dame's team. I haven't really studied it close enough to.
Dale, who you like, Clemson or Notre Dame on the road at Clemson?
Taking Clemson.
You're taking Clemson.
Are you going to do any college football this year now that you're back?
Do what? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Are you going to do a Saturday show? Are you going to do a podcast? Or have you just quit following college football?
I've spoken about
this
before.
You just quit on life.
Well, I've tried to do that, not in a real serious way, but just to hide in my room. No, Mario Cristobal ruined college football for me. So until he either leaves, which will be a long time because they're locked in money-wise with him, or he shows a heartbeat for that program, I don't really want to dive deep into college football. I will be doing a...
You don't care about college football because of Mario Cristobal.
But I don't, because everything's going to flow back to Miami.
Remember how excited you were when Mario was hired?
I was never excited.
That was like,
Mario! You guys just lie. It's just flat out lie. I was never excited about him being hired.
Never forget that day. Never forget that anyway.
That was never a day.
Yeah, no, that happened.
No, it did happen. But actually, Joe George and I, because we didn't really want to come in on Sundays, I think we're going to record an NFL preview show because there's some things going on over the weekend, shifting of schedules. But that'll be a Sunday thing we do. But we'll record it on Friday and then play it on Sunday because why come in for an hour on Sunday?
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Yeah,
don't.
You know a day I do remember? I remember a lot of things, but a day I do remember is about 7:08 this morning.
Ugh. We've got the people who don't even follow me on Twitter. You know, you've got Astros gatekeeper fans who have to, what's the problem? What is the problem? Oh, update? Update? What happened now? What happened? Why can't you just let Dusty be? Leave Dusty alone.
So let me ask you this.
God, you bitches. Shut up, you.
I remember that clearly.
You cut it off right at the best part.
What was the best part?
I don't even remember.
We're going to pick it up?
Yeah,
we'll pick it up later in the show.
Give people a little bit so they tune in.
You're the worst. You say that?
Mario!
Yeah, I knew it. You're so spiteful.
Yeah.
You had that.
Yeah, he had that in case anyone says something about him.
Because
he's waiting.
You guys like to lie. When you lie, these are the consequences.
Mario. I didn't lie. I don't know.
Just when he was hired.
You were very excited.
I never wanted
him. You said
him.
Finally.
In fact,
a champion.
No, I didn't. In fact, I think I told you to tell Zoe he was making a huge mistake.
Zoe's actually excited about this season.
Well, yeah, he is.
I think he's excited about some of the portals out.
Well, maybe.
He likes the portals in, and he's glad the portals are out.
Can the coach be portaled out?
No. Mario! Oh, he's got his hand on his butt.
You want me to keep playing stuff from you earlier today?
I don't even remember what I said.
Let's remind people then.
Okay,
let's remind people.
Remind people how this went.
Let Dusty be. Leave Dusty alone.
So let me ask you this.
God, you bitches. Shut up, you dirty, dumb bitches. No one cares. Stop your gatekeeping. We're allowed to have opinions. My God, I don't even tweet about the Astros live like ever. I have one opinion, and here come the dusty gatekeepers in. Be quiet. Whoa.
You act like the Astros have never won a World Series. Shut up. God, I'm sorry that only you're allowed to be on Twitter and having all of your Pollyanna, Professor Princess, and Poppers. And
I almost died there. I don't even know what I was saying. It's just alliteration.
You lost your mind.
No one really knows what
I don't remember
saying.
Dirty Dumb Bees. I don't
remember.
Well,
said that.
That's why
you,
I played it to remind people.
I remember saying something about orange toilet paper.
You did say that,
but
too.
I don't remember Dirty Dumb Bees. I think I blacked out in the middle of that.
Over some Twitter back and forth.
No, over Twitter.
Over Twitter. I'm
talking about Twitter.
All right. I got it.
Man, I got too excited.
What about Alabama under 10.5 wins?
Delete it.
Yeah, delete that.
Never.
No,
DDB?
Never. Never. Dirty Bees was always going to be
no,
there.
No, DDB. Dirty Dumb Bees.
Dirty Dumb Bees.
Congratulations. I hope Maddie was listening.
Yeah, no,
I hope
no.
She wasn't. Oh,
she's going to be.
I hope she wasn't. Although I will say, yesterday, Dallin and I had a little Twitter back and forth. I was admiring
texting.
The artistry of Haley Williams from Paramore. I called Maddie in to look, and she's a big fan. She likes Haley Williams. She loves her voice because my daughter's a singer and performer, and she really loves right now. She's trying to get me to. She really wants to go see Taylor Swift, so this is going to be a whole
Ooh.
Problem.
Ooh. But, you going to sell a kidney?
Exactly. But I'm trying to get her on Paramore because those tickets will probably
those are
be cheaper
when they come back.
And so she really likes. She knew some of the songs. But Dell's, I'm like, I'm basically, look, here's the thing. If Nicole knows, if I die, there's life insurance, and, you know, we've already talked about, well, I'll never even get married again because I don't have to do this or this or this. She's being lazy about certain things. You know, she's just like, I just want to just be left alone and go on my
she
vacations and all that stuff.
Anymore.
Yeah. She just wants to be left alone, but she does want to go on vacations and all that. If you die, and that's why I told her, I'm not getting a high life insurance policy because that's a death insurance policy because I could all of a sudden be gone and you could blame it on one of my kids. Although one of my kids did ask her yesterday in the midst of a fight or after an argument, he said, hey, if you were to die, you and Dad were to die, who would we go to? Like,
I'm just signed your death warrant.
What kind of question is that?
What was that?
To ask
I'm
if
just
you
signed your death warrant.
If you were to die, where would we go? As kids?
That was Maddie. Like,
I just signed your death warrant.
Who said that, by the way? Where'd you get that?
I don't know. Some court case. I don't
Golly,
know.
That is creepy.
Or I recorded it in your home when Maddie was talking about what she's going
to
do to you.
And I just told Dell. Dell's like, oh, and I said, look, we all have to have contingency plans. My wife has one, probably. If I die, she's probably got a contingency plan. But we can't talk about the other way if something happened to my wife.
He was prepping his daughter for new mommy is what he was doing. He
no,
was,
I'm just saying. I want you to like
Haley Williams.
Williams.
You should get used to her.
I think she'd be a great mom.
Haley Williams?
Yeah, from Paramore. I think she'd be a great mom.
He was
I think she'd be a great wife probably
to
hang out with
for,
other people, but as a contingency.
Like new mommies.
I love my wife and all that
songs
stuff.
And
I'm
show
just saying,
what
we
like.
Can't have contingency plans?
I mean, I think it's a little weird you're prepping your daughter for new
Not
mommy.
Prepping.
It's
I just
weird.
Want to see if she thought about her.
Just to see if you...
What do you think
by
about,
the way, she doesn't
about
like those...
Haley, new mommy Haley. Is that what you said?
My daughter doesn't like those jokes at all. She gets extremely mad.
Yeah, because you're talking about removing her mother.
Killing her mother.
No, I'm not talking about killing. Who said killing? I didn't say killing.
I'm
you're
going
to
find your death warrant.
Everyone's always saying, oh, Lance, Nicole's taking Lance on hikes because she knows he's liable to fall off a cliff and die.
Yeah.
And then she gets the life insurance. See? That's a real thing that could happen.
That we
not
don't,
me.
That
you think I want to get rid of my wife and that I have to be around the kids all the time?
Well, that's why new mom. That's why you're bringing new mommy in.
She is safe as can be.
That's why Haley showed up.
Yeah. That's why I got to make contingency plans.
I hope you're not prepping.
Don't you want to get off the road or back? Basically, she's making a lot of money. She can hire a nanny.
I hope you not.
Me and her can go on trips.
I hope you're not prepping.
I want to be around the kids.
I hope you're not prepping Nicole's water for a marathon. I need to look into that.
No. Oh. First, I got to see. Look, I
listen,
understand.
Are
you said Haley Williams has a boyfriend.
How are forensics in Germany? This we have to know.
I've seen a lot of German procedural shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
They get him pretty quickly.
No, they would. They're
smart
pretty,
over there.
The
yeah.
Germans
they're
are precise.
Smart. Yeah, yeah.
They're precision passing teams, and they're precision when it comes to catching people, but I have nothing to be caught for. That's my whole point.
Right. Just
you're laying groundwork, it sounds like.
Okay, so Mitt, okay. So I can't put Haley Williams on my list?
His argument is, look.
I can't put Haley Williams on my list?
Well, I'm not sure.
Who's on Wendy's list? Joey Votto and who else?
That's on his imaginary Wendy's list.
Okay, who's on Wendy's list?
Okay, Joey Votto is more realistic than Haley Williams for you.
No.
Okay.
Just well, saying. Yes. Actually, yes.
Saying. I mean, that's the
yes, but still, you can't. You don't. You can't say you don't. You can't. You got to shoot your shots. Not what I'm trying to do. But I'm just saying, what is there not to like about me? Number one.
Oh, let's okay. Find.
No, no,
not
no.
Count the ways, Dell.
Well, I'm not.
No,
I'm
number
not
one.
Williams.
I told Dell yesterday.
What
there's
Haley
a lot
Williams
of things
like about
me. Pitmaster is kind of an IT guy sometimes. Draft guy, great dad. There's a lot of stuff. I watch shows.
No, that's not going to be
talk
a thing.
About shows.
Right. Haley, while you're with the kids, I'll be eating in the bedroom with my towel.
With the towel in the
yeah.
bed. Isn't that
but
rewarding?
But I invite you to actually even with Haley Williams, I don't want to have lunch with anybody. Lunch is my time to watch a show.
Yeah, the thing,
I don't want anyone to be
the
with
thing
me.
Is
you eat dinner in there though.
I try.
Her
and
ex,
I get in trouble for
her
it.
Ex-husband was a guitarist in a band, her current boyfriend, and he goes, "So I think you're going to have to learn how to play guitar first off."
What did I tell you? I probably could.
He's a goalie, he's a guitarist, he's a pit master, and
oh,
what
yeah,
else
I
are
I could
potential
I'm
guitarist.
Not a goalie.
Yeah, potential.
A potential
yeah.
guitarist.
Potential, but I'm also a potential goal. No, I just think I could have stopped
Messi's
one of the penalty kicks from the
You said you could have stopped Messi's shot.
Yeah, I could have because it obviously was going to the right.
You can't move side to side.
Yes, I could. Watch this.
That's on a chair.
You can't. We got to break it here.
You
we
can't have a chair on the field.
We got to talk about Doc Linville right now, okay? One thing you do have, well, hair. I mean, where's that on Lance's list? Listen, here's the deal, is if you're somebody follically challenged.
Lower.
You need hair. You need Doc Linville. You need Doc Linville in your life. He came into my life and. I'm better for it, okay? You'll be better for it, too. And especially if you're younger. Guys, those of you that are right now, you're looking at your five head, you're looking at your hair receding, or your oh, my goodness, the back. Everybody's, your buddies are all making fun of your bald spot. Stop. Doc Linville is here for you. Doc Linville is going to make it so that you get the last laugh on your boys, okay? Or you are more attractive to the whomever you're attracted to. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. What I do care about is your lack of hair. And your lack of hair can be resolved by Doc Linville. Either it's PRP, where he's going to stimulate the growth, or he's going to get you the neo-grafting. And now he has an anesthetic that lasts 3 days. So you're going to, it's basically pain-free. It is the best process. You'll love it. I'm telling you, this is the way to go. If you're follically challenged right now, go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com. Peanut butter sandwich food truck, selflist.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds running an outside zone on your intelligence. John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.853 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 7137.
Have you played pickleball since you snapped your ankle in half or whatever?
I haven't. I did. I.
So you're done, right?
A calf muscle because I'm so wound. I'm so tightly wound as an athlete.
Quick twitch. Is that what you're saying?
What
you're saying? You're a quick twitch athlete.
I am very.
No, he's saying
extremely.
He needs better flexion.
He needs pickleball because you can't make an aggressively athletic move.
Yeah, there was a penalty I saw on something like. What is this?
So, this from the guy who throws frisbees and thinks that's a sport, okay? Why are they dancing?
Oh, wait a minute. Astros Keymaster.
I don't know.
We've got to get... There's a gatekeeper. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but dancing. There's something embarrassing going on television.
Yeah, why are they dancing?
Although,
why is Mike Greenberg
and Diana
dancing?
Rossini?
I will say Harry Douglas looks like he's got
each
a...
Other.
Harry Douglas looks like he's got a
Dude,
Morris Day going.
A bit of a
two-step
going on. And
Damon
Woody is on television, and it feels like...
He feels like a lineman.
He's big.
Yeah, not that.
Not really rhythmic.
Like, because, you know, Kendrick Perkins will put on something that says, I'm on television.
Oh.
He'll have a nice... He'll clean up the beard. Not Damon Woody. It's like they rolled him out and said, hey, you got a couple minutes? And he's like, sure, let me...
So I got in trouble this year for not, like, I was told, hey, Lance, so... One of the executives said they want you to wear a coat and tie from now on the it was the midday show, the NFL Now. It's not on anymore. And I'd worn an NFL like a zip up quarter zip, like a quarter zip polo type thing that long sleeve, and it said NFL logo, because I thought that was a little bit more of a casual thing. But no, they're going back to coat and ties. But Steve Smith, if I wore a hat like this on the air every time,
he's flipping up the bill of his hat.
Flipping up the bill, they would say, Lance, what are you doing? But Steve Smith can do it.
Well, yeah,
because they're afraid of Steve Smith.
He's an ex-athlete.
People are afraid of Steve Smith.
They're allowed to.
I think it is that ex-athletes, they say, we don't want to tell them what they can wear. They can do. But I got to come with a coat and tie. Well, did they know I could have stopped one of Messi's PKs? Well, it wasn't a PK. It was a
free kick.
Yeah, it was a free kick.
Well, they haven't seen you play disc golf, so they don't know how athletic you are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do have a back that I think is going to go out today, but whatever. Let's get Astros Keymaster in here. You know, Astros gatekeeper fans who you're never allowed to say anything that's ever wrong ever with them. That's been a problem, but here is Astros Keymaster. We'll see what he's got to say. What's up, Keymaster?
I am the Keymaster. The Destructor is coming. Dusty the Traveler, the Destroyer. You've already been broken. You will be abolished.
Well, that was...
Julian?
Beside Julian, that was scary. Yes, that was Julian,
okay.
I would say. And it was directly from... are you the gatekeeper? From Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters. I had a conversation with my son the other day about... He was talking. He was in a movie class at high school last year, and he watched some different movies. And he said, "What's the difference between movies then and now?" I said, "Well, A, they're all based on comic books now. Number one, and number two, because we were talking about Oppenheimer. I said Oppenheimer. I still haven't seen it, but I said Oppenheimer is like the type of movie that would have been made, you know, even 6 years ago. You're not really seeing it that much. But I said, what's your favorite movie lines from a movie you've seen?" And he said, I can tell you my favorite memes or some of my favorite stuff from TikTok. I said, that's not at all what I'm asking about. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite movie lines? He goes, I don't know. I don't have any. I said, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, even into the 2000s, there were a ton of movie lines that are memorable lines that people would quote and requote all the time. I said, now it like never happens. Not even on shows, not even on famous shows. You just don't see it that much because the viewing is so diverse. What people watch, there's not like a sameness to everything. Cause what's a quotable, like Dale, you watch a ton of shows. Can you think of a quotable, what's the most quotable thing you've seen from one of the shows, a series, a movie, a show?
It has to be a show that the entire country gets into. I would say the Lannisters send their regards or something.
Yeah, okay, remember. Yeah. That's one. Yeah, Game of Thrones has it. Winter's coming. That's true.
Yeah. Yep.
That's true. That's one. It has to be like an HBO show.
It seemed like
everything.
A ton.
I mean, it started when I was a little kid.
Arnold. You know.
Well, those are catchphrases. What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, right. Yeah. We had all of that.
Do that? That was back when you tried to have a catchphrase.
Yeah, right.
You knew that catchphrase was the key.
I'll be back. I mean, it was
everything.
There were 30 of them in Caddyshack.
I could say them from Swingers, which was one of my favorite movies. You had them all through Lighten Up, Francis. The people still use today.
Yeah.
That there's different phrases that people use. Oh, my elbow. Caddyshack.
Had,
you can name it.
Yeah.
You're so money and you don't even know it. That was Swingers, easy. You have Pulp Fiction stuff that people used on a regular basis.
It's, you don't have it. Well, it's because, you're right, it's all comic. If it's not a comic book, it just isn't making any money. Or Barbie, one of those two.
Oppenheimer made some money.
A little bit, but.
Not like Barbie.
Not
Barbie
a Billy.
Made five times what it made.
Not a Billy like Barbie did.
8:59.
Should ESPN I see Oppenheimer today?
Huh? You should.
But I can't. My wife's in the car. She would know. Yeah. See, I can't.
Are you going to have
I can't make up a lie for 3 hours. What have you been doing all this time?
You can say you're working.
Writing articles? Although I do have an article.
Did she lose her hearing? Because you say these. You're talking about Hayley Williams and possibly killing your wife.
I don't know.
And now you're talking about.
Let the record delve. Make sure. Because John says stuff like that, and I can get in trouble. I never talked about killing my wife.
You said you should have a contingency. So you,
yeah.
You
were how come she can have one? Like
you were openly discussing what would happen if she died.
So?
The next woman in your life.
We've had this conversation. Well, for years I told her I had a very specific type of nanny that I was going to get.
A
and
nanny.
I had a complete. Yeah, I was like, she's going to be a nanny who looks like this and this, but she's also.
Going to what? Provide other services?
No. That's not. It's what? Not asked for. I don't know what's going to happen in the future.
What do you mean? You may just follow.
No, I just say this is what I want to help take care of the kids, but she's going to be. It's going to. I've got an idea
and you,
in
and
my
then,
head.
And then what?
I did too.
Nothing.
I did too, and then I ended up with loose. Okay.
Well, your wife was still around.
Your daddy threw stuff on the floor and made me pick it up.
He not here.
Frankie John not here. I called John. That's back in the days of home phones. Hi, is John there? He's not here.
He's not here.
Do you know where he is? Or do you know when he's going to be back? He's not here. Can you take a message for me? He's not here. Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
No, this is not going
speaking of Nicole, what about QC Kinetics? What about that?
Yeah, it's great. She was running this morning, early in the morning, and she is preparing
with your keys.
Yep, she's preparing for the Berlin Marathon. And here's the great thing. QC Kinetics helped her get there. When you have joint issues, and I don't care if it's hip, knee, shoulder, wherever, and you're thinking, okay, I've been taking shots. I know they think I need a surgery. Have you talked about regenerative restorative medicine? Have you talked about taking the body's healing power, concentrating it, and putting it back into the joints? Because that's what QC Kinetics does. It's an incredible breakthrough, and this has been going on for well over a decade. Professional athletes, it's been their secret sauce for years. It's now yours. Reduce that pain to a level of manageable pain to no pain at all. Get mobility back. And really become the best version of you. And that's through QC Kinetics. Go to QCKinetics.com. Forget the old ways that haven't been as effective for you. Go with QC Kinetics, 713-913-5285. Four locations in Houston, QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.